Alright, folks, welcome back to Mental Toolbox. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Building a supportive community when you're dealing with executive dysfunction. Ever feel like you're swimming against the tide? Like everyone else seems to have their act together while you're just trying to keep your head above water? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, motivation disappears, and even the simplest tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest? Yeah, I get it. Executive dysfunction can be a real buzzkill. But here's the thing, you don't have to navigate this alone. In fact, surrounding yourself with a supportive community can be absolutely transformative. Think of it as your own personal cheerleader squad, ready to offer encouragement, understanding, and practical strategies. It's like having a secret weapon against the daily challenges of executive dysfunction. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you create this incredible support network. 1. Embrace vulnerability. This is huge, people. Let go of the pressure to appear perfect or have it all figured out. Sharing your struggles openly and honestly with others creates a space of trust and connection. Remember, authenticity breeds real support. 2. Seek out like-minded individuals. You don't need to explain executive dysfunction to everyone you meet. Find people who understand what you're going through. Whether it's online communities, local support groups, or even just friends who are open-minded and empathetic. 3. Focus on shared experiences. Talk about the struggles, celebrate small victories, and commiserate over that brain fog that hits at the worst possible moments. Sharing your experiences can help you feel less alone and remind you that you're not the only one facing these challenges. 4. Practice active listening. Being a good listener is just as important as being open about your own struggles. Offer encouragement, ask thoughtful questions, and truly listen to what others have to say. It creates a sense of mutual support and understanding. 5. Celebrate each other's wins. Big or small, acknowledge and celebrate each other's accomplishments. It could be finishing a challenging project, sticking to a routine for a week, or simply getting out of bed on a tough day. These little victories deserve recognition and can be incredibly motivating. Think about it like this. Imagine you're trying to build a house. You wouldn't try to do it all by yourself, right? You'd need help from friends, family, and professionals who each bring their own unique skills to the table. A supportive community is like that. It provides the essential foundation for success when dealing with executive dysfunction. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She used to struggle immensely with procrastination and organization, feeling overwhelmed by even the simplest tasks. But then she joined an online support group specifically for people with executive dysfunction. Suddenly, she wasn't alone anymore. She found solace in sharing her struggles with others who truly understood what she was going through. They offered each other encouragement, practical tips, and a sense of camaraderie that made all the difference. Sarah even started using some of the strategies she learned from the group to manage her time and tasks more effectively. And guess what? She actually started enjoying those tiny victories, like completing a task on time or keeping her workspace tidy. That support network helped her build confidence, reduce anxiety, and ultimately feel empowered to take control of her life. So, remember folks, you don't have to go through this alone. Reach out, connect with others, and build that supportive community. It can be the game changer you need to thrive despite the challenges of executive dysfunction. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Let's recap. 1. Be vulnerable. Let your guard down and share your struggles with others. 2. Seek out like-minded individuals. Find people who understand what you're going through. 3. Focus on shared experiences. Talk about the ups and downs, celebrate those small wins, and commiserate over the brain fog. 4. Practice active listening. Offer genuine support and understanding to others. 5. Celebrate each other's victories, big or small, acknowledge and appreciate those milestones. Now, go out there and build your tribe. Connect with people who understand, uplift each other, and celebrate the journey together. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And if you have any stories about your own experiences with building a supportive community, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay awesome and keep rocking that mental toolbox.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.